a big online birthday party. And mainly because all my friends are literally all over the world. So I was like, well, this could be a fun way that we all collaborate together. There's nothing like an endorphin hit of your email list growing. And so Kylie's birthday bash was born. Now, my birthday's on the 12th of June, which is a Tuesday, and I turned 39 this year, which is insane. So I've decided to host a mega online event during that week. Hey, I'm Kylie Kelly, and I'm obsessed with all things business and motherhood and helping you navigate the messy and magical seasons of both. I'm a boy mama that grew a successful photo biz before hanging up my straps in 2020 to pivot. Yes, we're allowed to do that. Now I help other CEO mums just like you grow an audience of raving fans fast. But this podcast is way more than that. Think of it as your coffee date or happy hour with your girlfriends as we talk real life. Money, challenges, growth, frustrations, marketing, the messy middle, it's all welcome here. So get comfy and join us. Welcome to This Mama Means Business. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Today, I want to talk to you all about the next public-facing bundle that I am putting together. And I'm super excited about it because it is themed around my birthday. I am obsessed with birthdays. I have been for the longest time. I always used to take my birthday off school. I never worked my birthday. It was like my birthday month. I was like counting down. And as I've gotten older, that has not changed. So I thought what could be a really fun thing to do this year is to host a big online birthday party. And mainly because all my friends are literally all over the world. So I was like, well, this could be a fun way that we all collaborate together. There's nothing like an endorphin hit of your email list growing. And so Kylie's birthday bash was born. Now, my birthday's on the 12th of June, which is a Tuesday, and I turned 39 this year, which is insane. So I've decided to host a mega online event during that week. So it will run the Monday through to the Friday, and it's literally going to be epic. So I wanted to use this episode to take you a little bit behind the scenes. I thought this could be a really great series that I could host for you and share a little bit about what I'm doing, where it's up to, the steps involved, and the decisions that I'm making for it to come to life. And then afterwards, I can share all the juicy numbers and data with you to see how it went, whether it was worth it, and whether you might like to do something similar yourself. All right, let's dig in. So to start with, one thing straight away that feels different to me when I compare this bundle event to past bundles that I've hosted. So now I've hosted 4 public facing bundles myself. I also host quarterly bundles for the members of my Spotlight Club. So I do a lot of bundles, and immediately can I tell you that this one felt more exciting. It felt like there was more buzz, more momentum. Creating the graphics was fun. Creating the information page was fun. There was just a different level of energy involved when the concept was around my birthday. Now, of course, right? I love birthdays. Of course, that energy is going to like creep on over to the event that I'm hosting to celebrate my birthday. But I didn't actually realize that it would be so tangible, that even the people applying would be so excited to be a part of it, wishing me an early happy birthday already. And we're in April. So really fun. But the main point that I wanted to bring here is that when you are doing an event like this, it is a really great idea to theme it around something. So it doesn't have to be your birthday. It could be seasonally, right? It could be a Christmas thing. It could be a summer thing. It could be around your birthday. It could be around school holidays. Maybe it is your anniversary or the anniversary of you starting your business birthday, like whatever you want it to be. It's really nice to theme it around an event like that. Or you can, of course, make the theme a little bit more fantasy, a little bit more fun. You can make it have a brand of its own, right? And I think it's just another point of difference, especially in the world of collaborations where there are a lot of bundles going on. If you're a part of the Spotlight Club, you'll know I have a tracker that shares all of the opportunities that are open at any given point in time for you to apply to a bundle or a summit. And that tracker is constantly full. I think at the moment there's something like 29 opportunities that are listed in there. So there is a lot going on in the online business world when it comes to collaborations. So by theming and doing something a little bit different, right, with your event is just a beautiful way to stand out from the crowd and get more people applying. Now, Kylie's birthday bash that I'm hosting in June is going to be a tiered bundle. It's going to have a free level where people can just put in their name and email address and they get access to resources valued between $10 and $100, and they get them for free. That is the free tier. That is the standard traditional bundle. But then I wanted to have a premium paid tier as well. So the way that is going to work is that they then can pay $97 but get access to products that are valued at $101 to $500. So of course, like higher value products go into this paid tier. But of course, I've got to make it a bit fun, right? It's for my birthday, so I've decided to call them party bags. And even just creating that was so exciting and so fun. And I feel like I wish I could put party hats and streamers and confetti inside these party bags with all these resources. But of course, that's not a digital or online thing I can do. But how fun is it to have something like that representing the resources inside? It is a gift, right? Especially either one, it's a gift. You're getting this party bag full of resources. It just depends on whether you want it for free or you're willing to invest $97 to get the higher valued resources as a part of that party bag. But that was a really fun thing that I started to play with and introduce. Okay, so what was the process here? Obviously already came up with the concept and I knew what I wanted to do. I had looked at the calendar and looked at the dates. I wanted it to be over my birthday. And then what I'd also done is checked out what other bundles and collaborations were going on in June already. There are a couple big ones and a couple friends of mine that are doing things in June. So I wanted to make sure that nothing overlapped, and luckily it didn't. So I was able to pick dates where there's nothing else going on that I'm aware of at the moment. There still might be, and that's not a total deal breaker. But I think if you can avoid dates where there are also other big events or collaborations or bundles going on, you're going to have a better sign up rate because there's less noise. So I did check that out as well. So I penciled in the dates. I then started to make a contributor info form. So one thing with a bundle, especially one that has two tiers, is you have to be really clear. You have to know the dates that you need everything by. You have to know how it's going to work. You need to be really clear. So I created a bundle information page, which I will post in the show notes below. So if you're listening to this and you want to be a part of it, you can still come and apply. I'm going to leave the application form open probably a week later than I said I would, because I want to bring this episode to your earbuds. And if you're interested, please come and be a part of it. It will be super fun. But I created this bundle information page. So I'll put the link for that so you can have a little look at how it was set out, what it included. There were sponsorship options, but the main thing on there was the link to the application form. So I then created the application form in Airtable. Again, it's not a final form, but it's just getting people to indicate that they want to be a part of the party, that they actually want to be involved, an idea of what they're thinking of putting in, what tier they want to be a part of, and things like that. So basic information, nothing final, but so I could start to collate the people that actually were putting their hands up. Now, to date, I released this about 5 days ago, 6 days ago, and to date, I have 80 contributors that have applied. Now, I did say I wanted the applications in by the 12th, which is in about 24 hours from when I'm recording this, but as I said, I'm going to leave it open probably another week just for you. Just for my beautiful podcast listeners, in case you want to come and be a part of it and check it out. And my goal is 100. When I get to 100 contributors, I will be closing it down because I don't want any more than 100. 100 is a good number for me. It's not my first rodeo. I know I can manage 100 well. And I want to make sure that I'm giving my contributors a really great experience alongside the people, the audience that is coming to my birthday party, right? So that is what I've done so far. I've created the bundle info page. I created the application form. I then shared it to my own email list. I shared it in a couple of Facebook groups where you're allowed to share collaborations. And I also emailed all my online business friends in case they want to be a part of it as well. And I'm just getting responses. I also mentioned before I had sponsorships. So I offered gold and silver sponsorships where they could sponsor the bundle, the party, and get some extra visibility perks. Now I did limit this to 5 spots for each. And so far there's only 1 gold sponsor spot left and there's 4 silver spots left, which is kind of really fun because it allows me to not only partner with these people that are actually investing in this, but it also lets me really highlight them and get them some more visibility to the bundle audience that will be coming through, which is really, really exciting. So that's been a really nice little surprise once I close down the bundle and start to speak and chat with the contributors that I have so far. I have no doubt that some more contributors will grab a sponsor spot, which will be really exciting because again, it just means that I can give them more exposure and I can help them grow their list even faster. So that is what I've done so far. So my next steps will be once this form closes, I'll be getting in touch with every single contributor, looking at what they've suggested that they want to contribute, making sure there's no overlaps. In a bundle this size, it's really important not to have 2 of the same products because then that's going to impact the amount of signups that those contributors get, and that's just not fair. So I'll be going through with a bit of a fine tooth comb and making sure that nothing overlaps. I'll be categorizing them and putting them into categories. So with this bundle, the audience will be female business owners, but the resources didn't have to be business related. So it could be nutrition, it could be parenting, it could be relationships, it could be mindset, it could be stuff that would help us in our life. It doesn't have to be business related resources, but the target audience are female entrepreneurs. So I'll be categorizing all the resources, getting in touch with everyone, and then the next step will be building out the gift pages. So a little bit of a behind the scenes. Of course, like I said, if you want to be a part of Kylie's birthday bash, please go to the link that's in the show notes and fill out the application form. I will leave it up for an additional week. So if you're listening to this in real time, it will come down on the 19th of April, which is next Friday. I will make it so it's not viewable anymore. So if you're listening past that date, I'm so sorry, but this will be an annual event. So this will be something that I do every year. I already know that because I'm having so much fun already. And if you're not a part of it, you can still sign up for it. So the bundle dates will be from the 10th to the 14th of June, with my birthday being on the 12th. I think I might even host like a fun birthday call where people have to wear birthday hats and bring a bottle of champagne. I think that will just be so much fun. Stay tuned for that. But I'll be releasing more information about that and sharing the wait list and all of the details on the podcast, as well as through my email list. So I'll also link below in the show notes the link that you can join to come and join the email list so that you have the inside scoop when all this stuff is ready. But I hope you found that interesting. If you want to create your own bundle, I would suggest you come and join the Spotlight Club. I have a lot of resources in there that will help you host a bundle in a way that isn't overwhelming and that is super simple. And just know that you don't have to start with a bundle of this size. Obviously, I've done plenty where I had 25, 30 contributors and got great results. And I've built up to now being able to host one with 100 contributors and not be stressed about it and know that it will go really well. So just know you don't have to start big. You could start at something that's a little bit more manageable and build up to a bigger event when you feel confident to do so. If you have any questions, like always, please reach out. You can send me an email at hello@kyliekelly.com or DM me on Instagram. Extra points if you leave me a voice note. I love you loads. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll bring you another update when I have one to share. All right, I will talk to you soon. Bye. I pour my heart and soul into this podcast, recording and editing them all myself. So there is a really simple way you could return the favor. If you would leave me a review, head on over to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts and let me know how I'm doing. Leave me a few words that let me know what content you like best or what you might like to hear in the future. I create this for you, so I would appreciate that so very much.